on a steep hill overlooking a lake just south of Floodwood, Minnesota. A woman spends her time catching the wildlife that is all around. She does not trap or hunt her prey. She paints or carves them. This week, I'm talking to Kelly Ray Tice, a nature artist who lets nothing escape her keen eye.
I grew up on a farm in northeast Nebraska is where I started out. Uh-huh. And the farm is still in our family, and it's one of the first 100 farms in Nebraska.
Kelly remembers tuning into the natural world at a very young age.
I'm pretty sure that we did not have a television until I was 7. So my entertainment was watching a spider make a web, or going with my dad to the barn, one of my first, and I'm sure he was probably trying to get rid of me or find something to keep me occupied, but was to watch that barn swallow build her nest. And I would sit on that milking stool and I would be absolutely amazed at how she would bring in little tiny pieces of mud and keep building that cup. And so I was so knocked out by, there were just thousands of stories.
After high school, Kelly went to the University of Nebraska and majored in art and earned a teaching degree. When she was 21, she waited tables to earn the money for a big learning adventure.
I waited tables every Friday, Saturday night at Tony and Luigi's, made enough money to get to take a program through the University of Minnesota of Art and Architecture, and I visited 28 countries in 3 months, and it was a fabulous program. And I got affiliated with a school in Florence, Italy, and then I had further training there.
We first met Kelly at her home, which sits above Prairie Lake. The house has a distinct cabin feel, and everywhere you look, there are what she calls her treasures. Carvings, photographs, prayer boxes, paintings, prints.
My husband and I moved up here when I was 27 into the cities, and there wasn't enough green. And I was feeling really claustrophobic. And so we started looking, and probably looked about a year, and found this place in Floodwood.
Behind the house is another building which houses both her studio and shop. For her painting, Kelly finds almost all of her subjects just outside her door.
I am an artist for nature. I'm painting portraits of these species, and I do a lot of reading on each time I choose one. I could probably stand up and do an hour lecture what they eat and how they think and if they're devilish or if they're sweet. I think learning everything that I can about this species before I paint it helps me to paint a better picture.
Living as an artist requires a lot of juggling, finding the right balance between the world that's being created and the real world.
I think you have to, as an artist, or I think you have to wear a lot of hats to make it work. And so I was teaching, I love children, and I love educating. So I taught and I was doing the art on the side. So in the summers, that was wonderful. I would have summers off to pursue my art. And I did a lot of cross-curriculum things while I was teaching. So I would mix the science and the art for the sake of the kids. And it was made it fun for me too.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to Kelly Ray Tice, a painter and artist from Floodwood, Minnesota. One of the items that first caught my eye on Kelly's website were her prayer boxes. I loved seeing the actual boxes scattered around her house. The prayer boxes are rustic, deep frames, maybe an old medicine cabinet, or something constructed from salvaged wood. Behind the glass front, there may be a carved bird, a bit of nest, a painting in the background. They pull you into a small, fully contained world.
I call them prayer boxes because each one that was born sort of came from me going through something. I think the first one I made, this one here, I carved the bird in the bottom, painted the other, and made the nest. That was after my first dog, Maggie, died.
Kelly is also a poet, and when I asked her to read one of her poems, she chose one close to her heart.
Losing a beloved dog. You will barely survive it. So it seems. When that bold life leaves the soft body beneath your hand, you will feel every sad thing that your eyes have ever seen. And all at once. To Mother Earth and God, you will make sounds behind closed doors and on forest floor. That weight, that pile of stones resting on your heart, will be removed, but only one at a time.
I asked her how many paintings she's done. Kind of a tricky question for an artist who's been working and selling her art for many years.
I don't know, maybe I could say 500. So, from now, but I'm 58 years old, so it happens. And believe me, they're for sale. This is the objective also. Artists would want to make money too. I will tell you, this is kind of funny. I had a huge great white egret. It was in flight, and I painted it on a door. It took me 4 months to paint. I mean, I'm just, you know, a lot of people will say, how much did you get for that? And I find it interesting that if they're doing calculations in their head to figure out how much they're paying you per hour, I think.
It's clear that Kelly has found her place in the world, both her outer world and her inner world. It's reflected in all that she has and does.
Well, my family really wants me to come back home. And from the day one, they're still mad at me for leaving. And I've been here 28 years, but I was getting ready to paint a pileated woodpecker. And this beautiful woodpecker, I've seen it a couple times, is just fat as a chicken. And I thought, I looked everywhere, I couldn't figure out how was I going to paint that belly. I couldn't find a picture of the belly of the woodpecker. Well, I was blow drying my hair that morning and looked sideways out my bathroom window, and I'm not kidding you, the pileated woodpecker flew by and opened up his wings and his belly and flashed me. But that just rocked me. I just said, thank you, God.
With the Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.